deserve of this real knowledge. Like this here. Talk to him. Give him some. Skin to skin. Bones to clones. Never leave your mind.
Welcome, welcome, friends, family, and disgruntled listeners to the 15th edition of To the Maroon, a show about everything and nothing. I am your host, Danny, aka Captain Maroon, and I will be joined by my co-host, Sean, also known by his rap name, Clickbait, aka Lil X Hamster. And in today's pod, I'm going to do a Jar Jar the Hutt impersonation. Somehow it's like Jar Jar Binks meets Jabba the Hutt as Hillary Clinton. We talk about how Sean's a little jelly Nelly, which he is, and how misery loves fantasy football, how you can gamble on wrestling, because you can gamble on everything these days. We do a little, what would you give her? What would you give her? Would you give her the blank? That's always fun. And we end it with some DoorDash struggles. Everyone's favorite plight. And with that, let's go on a journey, my fellow Maroons. Philosopher, hit it.
100 bar, boy. Give it. West Coast back in the fold, bringing the fire like that Santa Ana window. Sooner or later, gotta acknowledge this game. OG balance with that Minecraft thing. Hood to hood connections all across the globe. Put these vibes back where they belong. Been better since I stepped onto the scene. Kind of lyrics make your mama wanna sing. Unlock these doors, let me in. It's a philosopher with the gift of being. Musical tracks beginning to the end. California.
So
yeah,
there we go.
Yeah, sounds like you're being a little Jelly Nelly again. You know.
Yeah, that's the theme of the night. Me Jelly Nelly.
Yeah, I once you get over that, Sean, you know, you're gonna realize you got it all already. It's right in front of you.
Yeah,
and then you'll wake up, and then you'll go back to your job.
Yeah,
and then you'll punch in your little punch clock, your little digital punch clock.
Yeah, I'll swipe my badge.
Yep.
Yep.
Eat your little tuna fish salad. You know. Work
mm-hmm.
at lunch,
right? Yeah,
homemade tuna fish. And you're like, oh, I can't wait to go home and read what's the latest gossip on what did Trump say? Oh my god,
yeah,
what's the
deets? Oh, totally
politics. Oh my god,
huh? Yeah,
shit. Little gossip.
You got me pegged. I wish I could say you were wrong.
Yeah, no, exactly.
But I can't.
Yeah.
So I shan't.
Where do we go from here? Is it only up, or is this the sign of the descent? Is this like, well, buckle in. It's going to get bumpy.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, it'll just stay that way for a while. But I'm thinking of like the LA fires and the massive hurricane in North Carolina, LA wildfires, all this stuff brewing. And I think where we go is ban free speech, ban social media. I think it didn't go far enough. We need to ban all social media apps. Anything where people can interact with each other online needs to be completely wiped off the face of the earth.
Wow.
Completely. And yeah, and I'm, yeah, like, you know, the guy talking about, you know, oh, you gotta, the dollar's gonna crash, buy Bitcoin, buy silver. I'm the guy saying social media is, or free speech needs to go. We need to delete all, or, you know, we need to ban all the apps. And I think I'm gonna be proven right quicker than that loser is gonna be proven right. I mean, he's been saying that for three decades. And for me, I've been saying this for a while. Probably like half a decade. At least pre-COVID, for sure, I've been saying that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, you've definitely been banging that drum. But at some point, Hillary will be the VP and then the president. We will never hear the end of it. Never. She will murder her way to the top.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
my suspicion, 2028, Gavin Newsom, vice president, because he wants somebody with experience. It's going to be Hillary Clinton. And then she is going to go demonic, eat him, and then she'll become the president of the United States.
That is.
And I am going to be looking good. Oh, and that, you that, ain't. Yep. I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah. Now that when she consumes him live on camera, I will never hear the end of it. Like, you'll be texting me and you'll be going, like, with that face. You'll be going, huh? You watching that? Like, yes, I'm Sean. I'm not one
to say I told you so.
Yeah, all right.
But I told you so.
Yeah. Say I told you so. I owe you $25. All right. Yeah. It's like just another.
I owe you,
like,
a Jamba Juice.
Yeah. It's like a guy kicking a long field goal. All right. Yeah. No, I didn't think he'd make it. Good job. A demonic slug, like, basically escaped out of a costume of the exterior being Hillary Clinton and consumed Gavin Newsom to consolidate power, because that's how they do it in the demon world. And my response to you was, fuck, I owe you 25.
And fuck, I'm never going
to
hear the end.
Yeah, and you are good. It's going to be like, oh, where do you want to, you know, go? Where do you think we should go for lunch? I don't know. Remember that one time when I said Hillary? But, oh, that's right. Then she ended up consuming a soul on television and ended up becoming the president. And now we're in chains. And now we're like working like the line, like we're working like a train track to hell, you know? And you're going like, I told you so. And I'm going, hey, shut up, Sean. Never going to hear the end of this. Get back on line.
No, my prediction is somehow Hillary Clinton is going to become like, she's going to like end up allying with Trump on something. And then you'll have, like, you know, the demon goddess herself. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, Daddy Warp Speed.
Yeah.
And I mean, then he's going to get rid of J.D. Vance, make Hillary the vice president. Then she's going to like try to eat him. And it'll be a spectacle. It'll be kind of tense. Is she going to be able to eat him? And the answer is yes.
Yeah.
And then she'll be president then too. So in either way, she's kind of, I kind of have both possibilities. Like, I'm hedging my bets and I'm in pretty good shape here.
Yeah. I like, you know, I like where your head's at. And the joke is, the ultimate joke is on them, because what's going to happen is Hillary Clinton is going to be fed like how those emperors get fed grapes. She's going to be fed grapes, but instead of grapes, she just eats lumps of coal. And so she's just fed like lumps of coal. So she's like eating that. And it turns out when she goes through her digestive system, the lumps of coal, and it passes and it comes out of her excrement, it turns out that's the source for renewable energy for everyone. Joke's on her. Oh, Misa creates renewable energy for all. Joke's on you, Jabba the Hillary. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm actually getting pretty stoked for that day, because we're getting close.
Going back to the initial question, things are looking up.
Now that joke was low-key funny.
I did hear a story maybe 5-6 months ago about like there's some like project to like use magnets and you set them up in a certain way, and then they'll just like create like free energy. Like, there's no like you don't need any inputs. It's just the way the magnets are set up. They're set up in such a way that like they'll spin and they'll spin around the coil, which is just like it's that's free energy. You don't need any. You don't need gas. You don't need coal. You don't need stuff. Right. It's just set up magnets in a certain way. Now, my suspicion is the patent was bought by probably Exxon.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll never hear about it again. So it'll be another sort of like a myth, another like folklore of like in this 70s or 80s when the guy like figured out how to turn water into energy and then they just murdered him.
Like, oh, whoops.
Wonderful. Yeah.
What do you call him, guys? That guy was made up. That guy never existed.
Oh yeah. And like, oh, because they were trying to paint him as like a quack and oh, all his data is falsified and this guy's been talking about this for 10 years and nothing actually ever works when we try and replicate it, but for some reason the patent gets bought out and he gets assassinated. So I think maybe there's something there. Just saying.
Hey, it looks like you dropped something. Some knowledge. This guy's having an existential crisis. I'm just saying I should have flipped it. All right, moving on. Are you excited, Sean, that the football playoffs are almost done? Yeah. Because then I have to, what am I going to talk about? Yeah.
I keep saying this every year. I want you to either win or like lose completely. But unfortunately with fantasy, it never works out that way. It's like you barely sneak into the playoffs and it's mm-hmm. like, oh God, now I got to be part of this. And or you get right to like, oh, I'm about to win. Oh no, somebody else won. It's like that game is truly cursed. And
there's,
you can put money on it. I mean, you don't have to put money on it, but I mean, that's been around for, you have to.
Yeah. Oh, come on. You can have pizza without ranch. He said like a crazy person. Yeah. Well, you can.
Yeah. But what was it? You were talking about that earlier, how like, yeah, it's more and more like, okay, this seems rigged. I don't think it's going to stop. I mean, look at wrestling. Like, honestly, people think that's real. Like that it's, you know, maybe some of the moves are choreographed, but like, they don't realize every second of this is completely choreographed. And I maybe you said this, but I'm going to steal. I don't have any original commentary. I just steal kind of what you say and then what YouTube people on YouTube say. But with wrestling, how it's completely fake. There is going to be betting on WWE, like who's going to win the, you know, WrestleMania or whatever it's called nowadays.
Yep.
There's going to be betting on that if there isn't already.
I think there is. I'm sure there is. There has to be.
Oh my God.
There has
Shut
to be.
Up. The bullshit. Get out of here.
I remember you could bet on the Puppy Bowl. I'm like, this is like when you watch it, I'm like, this is pre-recorded and they make up who wins. Like there's no rules to it. You could bet on it. I'm like, what? What the fuck are we doing here? So if you could do that, I'm sure you could bet on wrestling somewhere. I'm sure there's right, like some fucking site. I don't think the site I use has wrestling, but I have never looked. Maybe.
I bet now, next time you go on that site, there's going to be a pop-up. Hey, we just added wrestling.
Let me take a little gander.
I did. I looked.
You can bet on WrestleMania. That's the thing.
I mean, yeah, it's just like, I mean, we talk, sports is dumb, but like politics is like really dumb. Like it's there's some
stupid
dumb shit that, yeah, it's all stupid. There's stupid shit that I don't feel bad though. Cause I don't know. Well, I don't know a lot of people. I'm not a social guy, but the ones I do know, it's like, you know, what do they got? It's like the same stuff. Yeah. It's whatever drug or whatever, you know, celebrity gossip or video game show, you know, shows where they like play video games and you know, that kind of thing. So yeah, it's I don't you know, I'm not a Debbie Downer.
I'm not a Debbie Downer.
I'm not a Debbie Downer.
He says, as he, you know, derails.
Hillary Clinton turned into a slug and ate Gavin Newsom alive.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts? Yeah. I'm not a Debbie Downer.
I'm not a Debbie Downer about it. I'm gonna give you my hot take.
I'm not gonna spend my time criticizing her for a choice she made in the heat of the moment.
Incoming hard transition. So how's life? How's the dating life? How's that going? Is that
well, no, nothing in the new year.
Nothing in the
new year. But yeah, and I told you when there's some like blind dating service and she just got so burnt out. She said, "I can't handle this anymore. I quit."
Yeah. She couldn't, you stumped her. She couldn't find a match for you and she gave up. She's like, "I can't." She's like, "I have all these options." And you're like, "Oh, I don't like her big toe. I don't like this one. Weird hair, smelly hair."
Hey, I'd still go Lou Diamond Phillips if she had smelly hair.
I know you'd go Lou Diamond Phillips. That's without question. It's would you baby legs O'Houlihan that thing, and then put a ring on?
Oh yeah, well yeah, that is the $1 million question.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone wants to know: would you go old man McGillicuddy and then go to the knee, or would you say, "Let's save it until it's that night, and then I'm going to give you the fucking Sir Anthony Hopkins, like so bad. I'm going to knight you. I'm going to knight your vagine."
Yeah, I think the Sir Anthony Hopkins for sure.
You don't even know the question. This phrase is so bizarrely. You're like, "I don't even know what I'm answering." Yeah. Basically, I was trying to get, would you give her one of these absurd positions and then prop the question? Are you like, "You know what? She is going to want this Maury Povich so bad. She's going to be aching for this Montel Williams." Not about the just.
Yeah, this Ricky Lake. Yeah.
Ricky Lake. That actually works. I'm about to give you a Ricky Lake. It's not going to be a river.
Ricky girl. Lake? What do you think is better, Ricky Lake or Ricky Gervais?
Ricky Lake.
Okay, keep Ricky Lake. Ricky Lake wins.
I like Ricky Lake. And just because it also fits with the Maury Povich month. It's like there's a theme.
Oh, well, one thing that's happened lately, I got injured. I did some yoga pose and like it totally like, I don't know, not snap, but it like really strained my inner thigh. So like, and it goes into my hip flexor. So
your inner thigh, your hymen. What are we talking about here? What did you pull? Your inner thigh? You pulled your labia? What are you talking about here? What? What were you doing, the butterfly?
Yeah, so I pulled my hymen, and so now if I try and put on my sock, like I can't lift my foot like higher than this because it's just like it's so sore. So, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god.
I don't know why. That's funny. It's like the irony of you're trying to do something to better yourself, and now you've injured yourself worse than before.
Yeah. I've been out for like a week. It really sucks.
Oh,
yeah,
shit. I'm sorry. I'm laughing. Just so you know, I'm laughing at you.
Now that joke was low key funny.
Yeah, I wasn't sure, but thank you for clarifying that. Yeah, so it's man, no,
that sucks. No, seriously, I like the worst is a pain that, because I'm assuming it doesn't go away. It's like it's just been like that for a week, or it's just persistent. Like,
yeah, it's been like that since last Wednesday, and yeah, it's like even now, if I try and reach over like this. Like I can't do it.
Jesus. It's,
oh boy.
How are you going to grab that DoorDash on the ground?
Door? They fucked up my DoorDash. Yeah. Oh, so I'm pissed at them.
Wait, let's talk about how did they fuck that up?
Like the Dasher actually messaged me and said, "Hey, you know, the app's all messed up and I can't collect your order. Really sorry, man." And like, all right, whatever. And I said, okay, well, I'll cancel the order. And it says, well, you got to give us the money. So it's not him. It's the app. The app is saying, oh, you got to give us all the money because the order's already here. So we're not going to give you a refund. I'm thinking, okay, well, knowing how tech support is in 2025, it's going to take probably an hour and a half to get somebody on the line to give the money back. So I said, all right, whatever. And then I was going to order something else. And the guy drives and I can see, he's driving. Okay. And I can see he's driving to me. I'm thinking, okay, so maybe he did get the food. Maybe it worked out. You know what he does? He drives to like the intersection. He doesn't drive to where I am. He drives like to the nearest intersection. And then just takes a picture of like the outside to be like, here, I dropped off the food. And then he drives away. He doesn't even get out of the car. And it's like, oh my God, I get why he did that. Because he's trying to trick the app into thinking that he actually delivered the food. And it's like, okay, you know, respect the hustle.
Wait,
but it's like,
oh, so he pulled a scam on you. You put some sad story of like, oh, I can't get the food. Well, sorry. Which is weird, because wouldn't it just go to another Dasher? Wouldn't it? Isn't that the whole point?
No, I think the way it was, I don't know what it is on the back end. The transaction was kind of, it was either him or nothing. You can't, I don't think they have a way to like switch it to another Dasher. Or, you know, in that situation. So he's like, ah, crap. Okay, what am I going to do? And then so he couldn't get the food, but the app is still saying, hey, you got to deliver, even though you don't have the food. We still show as you have to deliver, and if you don't, we're going to mark you down. So he says, okay, I'm going to get in my car. I'm going to drive over there nearby so that the GPS can see that I'm nearby, and then I'll just say that I dropped off the food, and then, you know, come what may.
Why didn't he pick up the food if he drove by it anyway?
Because I think they wouldn't give him the food because there was something wrong with the app. So he couldn't say, hey, I'm here for the pickup.
The story's not making sense. There's something wrong with the app in the store, but then it worked for taking the photo.
Right. Yeah. So because the app showed where he was. So, you know, that part of the app was working.
And he uploaded
the photo. He took a photo too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know if he got the yeah. So, well, one is he couldn't get the food, but for some reason he had to drive over here to make it look like it. Or the guy was actually like, he said, all right, now the app is working. So I'll just take the food and I'll bring it over. And then he got the wrong house. But I mean, this was like, this wasn't like next door. this was like at the intersection. Like it's like, what are we doing here? So anyways, I went on the app. Yeah. I just said, okay, on the app, hey, I didn't get the food. Can you just refund me and I'll reorder it? And they said, well, yeah, I think it was like maybe 15, 20 bucks altogether. Yeah, probably 20 bucks. And they said, all right, we'll refund you $5. $5.38. And I couldn't figure out what that was. Was it just the tip that's being refunded? Is it like a percentage? I couldn't know. And I said, all right, well, let me talk to the chat. And said like, oh, there's no one available to chat. And I'm thinking like, oh, of course, it's this like outsourced tech support where they're just like,
dude, can you imagine that job? How shitty that job be? You're sitting there. That is the worst call center job I can think. Hey, I ordered two chimichangas like an hour ago. And like, where is your dasher? He's driving the other way. And you're like, dude, I don't fucking know what's going on. You pick up the food, man. I don't know what's happening. You know, like it's just like you're so far removed from the situation. You're like, you ordered the food. I'm not the restaurant. I'm not the dasher. I'm not Mr. DoorDash. I'm just some guy. And you're like,
I'm not involved in your nonsense here.
Yeah. This is all you. And you're like, I was charged $20 and only credited back $5.33. I'd like the $15 back on my Del Taco order. Huh, can I see your receipt and proof of purchase? Yeah, well, the thing is, the dasher just took a photo at the intersection. Can you say just like that? I can see why they're like, let's just have no customer service. And basically these fucking cretins, these serfs, they're gonna order, and I'm in this too. I just DoorDashed the other day. Me and Jolly, we just DoorDashed some chicken, some tenders. But it's like they know. They're like, look, what are you gonna fucking do? Like you're so
what are you gonna
lazy.
Do about it, you peasants?
You're so lazy. Your food. Going back to the Africa thing, it's like you're not even hunting your food. Something else hunts your food for you, mass produces it, packages it, now sends it to a restaurant. You're not even cooking the food. You're so lazy. You don't even hunt it. Yeah. You can't even cook it. And you're not even packaging the food. And you're so lazy. Not only you're not hunting it and you're not cooking it, you don't even want to leave your fucking house to go pick it up. And you want to have the stones and the gall to be like, this is bullshit. They know. They fucking
know. This is beyond the pale.
They know their clientele. They know exactly. They're like, dude, what the fuck? Give us a fucking break. Try again. We'll send you a $10 credit. Get wrecked. Try your Tommy John's again and leave us the fuck alone. They could care less. I'd probably have the same philosophy. Like, really? We're going to have some guy fielded fucking calls about missed In-N-Out deliveries, and he's going to be followed up with these like random fucking dashers that who the fuck knows who these people are.
I ordered 10 nuggets and I think a dasher ate two of them.
Just like, oh my God, I hate my job. Like, it sucks. Yeah, at some point you just go, all right, we're gonna, you either go full credit, full refund, which I think they did for a while, and I think people took advantage of. They must have, because it happened to me where like I got an order. I think I told you this, right? Where like they delivered it in my neighbor's house, and I have like in a condo complex area. So like, I had no idea. So I told them they didn't deliver it. Then, oh, okay, all right. Well, do you want to get a refund, or you want to just do the order again? I went, just do the order again, I guess. Did the order again, which was like, whatever. And then ever since that, like right after that, like the dasher, I told them to leave it at my door. And they're like, no, it says to hand deliver it to you. And like, you have to like, give me a drop of your blood. No, I'm kidding. But she had to see me in person and like take a photo of me with the food. I'm like, what? Like, where's this?
Yeah.
Even the person said the dasher.
Take a nude photo of you.
Oh yeah. Food. Well, that came with the food. an appetizer, if you will.
An appetizer.
So I can't remember where I was going with this Dasher story. I just remember this person, handing me the food, and she was like, "This has never happened before." That's what I thought was. She was like, "I've been dashing for a while." She's like, "I've never had it where it requested like you to like be in person and like sign for the food and all that, take a photo." It's because they didn't trust me because I said, "Oh, I want a refund," and it pissed me off. I was like, "Those motherfuckers! Like, oh, what the hell is their problem?" And then I realized how easy it would be to do that. Just be like, "Oh, I didn't get my food. Oh, I didn't get my food." I think a lot of people probably did that, and they were like, "Oh my god, we are getting fleeced here. Like, we are given free meals left and right." Because it turns out the Dasher did deliver my food. They just delivered it to the wrong house. But that's really DoorDash's problem, right? Like, that's like, dude, I'm sorry but it is, but it isn't, right? It's like, this is what happens when you outsource drivers to whoever the fuck, right? It's like, so it's kind of their problem because it's like their model. But also, like, they weren't the ones that delivered it to the wrong place. It was the driver. And it's, you know, so the driver should be punished in a sense because they're the ones that like didn't really give a fuck. They're like, whatever. It's like they just drove to my complex. So like they just threw it at a random door. They're like, close enough, whatever. And it's like, all right, that's the person that doesn't give a shit, right? Like they easily could have called me and I could have, I mean, granted, can you imagine again being that driver now? And now it's like you're calling this fucking stoner at like fucking 9 p.m. going, "Hey, can you come out of your house for like this $5 tip of Taco Bell?" Right, you're like, "Fuck this guy." You're like, "What?" I get all parties is basically what I'm saying. But of course, DoorDash, I'm guessing, got fleeced by that full refund policy that they had years ago, especially during COVID or whatever. And they're like, "All right, dude, like, what about just partial refunds?" It's like, "Well, what if they complain?" He's like, "Let them.
Yeah.
What are they gonna fucking do?" Oh, same people
minimum
complain.
Half hour on the phone, then okay, we'll give them $10. But otherwise, just give them a partial refund. And they're just going to be like Sean, like, "Eh, I'll take it."
Yeah. You're telling me the guy who's too lazy to even pick up his cooked meal is going
to
fucking...
I'm too lazy to even walk to the door. Like, if somebody drops it off. I'm angry that someone is knocking on my door to give me the food that I ordered. I'm angry at them.
You're telling me this guy's going to enter a litigation process over us for $15?
He's going to, "Mr. Smith goes to motherfucking Washington." Fuck you.
Mr. Lancaster goes to DoorDash headquarters.
This is bullshit. I'm protesting on behalf of everybody. Fuck off. Jesus.
You know, I'm listening to this recording back, and all I gotta say is, oh, us poor white suburban people with our first world problems. Oh, the DoorDash. Oh, the food. The food is expensive. It is. Oh, there are problems with the food delivery service. At times there are. Oh, but what are we doing here? It sucks. It's terrible. I mean, honestly, do we just bitch and complain no matter what? Is that what we are as humans? I feel like we could get to the point where the food is just delivered directly into your mouth like a baby bird. Like we just push some button and walk out onto our patios and open our mouths to the sky like you're trying to eat rain or something. And some mama bird drone drops a pupusa directly into your mouth. And then you go back inside to your shit condo and you go on your little freaking shit, you know, Apple 5 phone for some reason you're holding on to, and you're like, "This pupusa was overcooked. 2 stars. Always bitching, always complaining. I just say, at least make it funny. Thanks again for listening. on our journey to the moon.
Does anybody ride? Who's gonna funk with me down the way? 100 bar episode by your boy the train, aka the philosopher, building back the tracks back to back to back. Believe that. Yeah. Yeah. He gave it to me, so I'ma give it back. Yeah. He gave it to me, and I'ma give it back. Believe that.
That might be a good end there to the recording.